for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, December the 28th, 2019. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the evening, teaching on premature death and end time assignment.
How many of you have been blessed so far?
Amen.
Brother Randy, Sister Jerry, Sister Deborah, I was really blessed by these messages.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel that Jesus Christ was exalted in those messages, then give Jesus a praise. Come on. Amen. It's always a blessing. Thank you, brother. Thank you. It's always a blessing to be at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and seeing the saints. You know, I just sense an apostolic hospitality to this camp. Is that right? A lot of agape love for this camp. A lot of new faces, a lot of new people. Okay? All right, giving honor to God as the head of our lives. And to His Son, Jesus Christ, and to the precious Holy Spirit. We bless the director, Brother Merrill, Patty, Kevin, of the Fivefold Ministry, Grace Gifts that are here. We bless you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. Thank you for your prayers. Everybody was obedient. I see everybody. Praise more and pray better, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're in the Hebrew season of there's a Hebrew word called pay, P-H. I'm just going to give something brief on that, and I'll deal with that at a later time. But the word pay, P-E-H, is another Hebrew word is connected with that is fey, F-E-Y. The word pay means, or is the 17th letter on the Hebrew alphabet. And once again, it's the 17th letter on the Hebrew alphabet. The number 17 means what? Victory. Okay? It's a prophetic picture of a mouth. Okay? According to many Hebrew writings, and according to the Hebrew alphabet, Pei is the season of the mouth. So for the next decade, we're in a time of the mouth where it is, your mouth will determine your inheritance, whether you're blessed or whether you curse yourself. Okay? Another area of pay is decrees and declaration. You're coming into a 10-year decade, a 10-year season, where you need to begin to decree and declare in Jesus Christ's name. Is that right?
Amen.
How many of you know familiar with Job chapter 22, verse 28? That's the book of Job chapter 22, verse 28. It says, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall do what? It shall come to pass." Okay? All right, I know you've been standing a lot, but I'm just right there where you're sitting. I want to give you some decrees because we want to shift the atmosphere, okay?
Amen.
All right, everybody repeat after me. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Frustrating the counsel of the wicked.
Frustrating the counsel of the wicked.
Over my life.
Over my life.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Lord, by the hedge of the fire of your protection. Let all those who are appointed by the enemy to die, in my family,
in
my church,
this year,
be delivered and preserved. Say it again. Be delivered and preserved from the bondage of death in the name of Jesus. I boldly declare that my marriage, my business, my money, my career will not lead me to the grave untimely. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every arrow of slow or quick death programmed into my life, backfire in the name of Jesus. This year, 2020, on the pagan calendar, 5780, on the Hebraic calendar, this year, I will not eat the food of death.
I will not drink the water of death.
I will not drink the wine of death. I will not run the false race of death.
I will not enter a vehicle of death.
And I will not sleep the sleep of death untimely. Now give Jesus a praise and done praise. For some of you, this message may be depressing, but I pray that I believe it's going to be an informative teaching for you. And I believe that this message will begin to save many people's lives. How many of you know we're in a time of intense warfare?
Yes.
Intense warfare.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll give me, you'll release the teaching anointing on my life. Well, I can teach your people with simplicity and understanding. And I pray, dear Father, that the people will be blessed and there will come an awareness of the time that we're living in, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Turn to Luke chapter 22, verse 31, the book of St. Luke, chapter 22. Let's look at verse 31. The book of St. Luke, chapter 22, verse 31. The Bible says in the Amplified Bible, Simon, Simon, listen, Satan has asked excessively that all of you be given up unto him out of the power and keeping of God, that he might sift all of you like a grain of wheat. How many of you know, as a believer, that the enemy desires to sift you as wheat? He wants to sift you right down to the kernel, if he can. The word sift means to eliminate you, to destroy you. He wants to strip you, and he even wants to overthrow you. How many of you are listening to me here? The enemy wants to eliminate you as a believer. He wants to strip you. He wants to overthrow you. In other words, he wants to dethrone you or bring an abortion or miscarriage to your purpose, to your destiny, as well as your ministry. How many of you are listening to me again? I'm going to use as a subject premature death and end time assignment. I know it's going to be kind of heavy for many of you, but please hear me out. It may save lives. Premature death and end time assignment. Okay? Once again, to those of you who are still writing, it's premature death and end time assignment. In the month of November 14th through the 25th, my wife and I were in the mission field. We were in an area called Cuautla, Morales, Mexico. And for 10 days, we witnessed Jesus Christ being exalted, Jesus Christ being glorified. There was a powerful move of deliverance in that region. Many Latino Hispanic people, they don't say deliverance, they say liberation. Okay, so that was a powerful move of liberation even in that region. And there was something happened on the last day or the 10th day as we were equipping the saints. How many of you know what equipping the saints is? We went into that region to equip them how to do street evangelism, how to move in liberation. How to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, healing ministry, how to teach. And according to Ephesians 4:11, all fivefold ministry gifts are given for the equipping of the saints. So we went into that region to equip the saints. But liberation or deliverance ministry, it stood out to the forefront. Okay? Now on that last day, which is the 10th day, we did a mass the deliverance. And something happened to me. I was standing there, I think we had finished ministry deliverance, and all of a sudden, it was like a vampiric draining spirit hit my body. And all of a sudden, I felt like I was about to collapse. I lost control of my body. My wife, the pastors, they ran up, and they grabbed me, and they took me sat me down in a chair. And I felt like I was getting ready to be nearer my God to be. Okay? But when they sat me down, they began to pray for me, and they began to take authority. Thank God for intercessors who know how to bind and who know how to loose, according to Matthew 18 and 18. They began to take authority over the spirit of premature death. They said that my body coloration changed to a dark grayish color. My hair, my face, facial appearance, my hands. See, I looked like a spirit of death in the face. A spirit of death had grabbed hold of me. Well, when they said that, I wanted to be honest with you, I felt like a spirit of death had grabbed hold of me. Is that right? So, how many of you know that it's the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed? How many of you know that? It's the Lord's mercies that we're what? We're not consumed. When we flew back into America, I wanted answers. And I said it humbly and very in submission to Father God. And I began to pray, and I began to ask the Lord, show me. Show me what happened to me. I know in Job chapter 1, verse 16, when the sons of God came to present themselves, that Satan and his angels came also to present themselves. Is that right? I know from previous revivals, when there the Azusa, the Cambridge, the Welsh revival, the Toronto Blessing, whenever there was a move of God, there was also an infiltration of evil spirits. And to many of you who are talking about revival, you need to discern the counterfeit. Because during the time of those revivals, even with the Welsh, the demons were coming in doing what? Counterfeiting the gifts of the Spirit. Because the focus of the revivalist was power. And they was not discerning the tactic of the enemy. Okay, upon my arrival at home, I began to pray and ask God for spiritual truth. What happened to me? Why did I feel like I was about to die? Now, as I told you earlier, this may sound depressing to some of you, but please forgive me. This may save lives. All of a sudden, the Lord quickened in my spirit and led me to a video. He led me to a video and he led me to a book. And in the book, it was about a missionary. She was a strong intercessor. And they were beginning to pray. They were somewhere, I think, in Europe. And they were praying for the end time harvest. Because many prophetic people believe that we are on the verge of the harvest. Okay. And as she was beginning to pray, they said that all of a sudden, she was attacked in her body. She felt drained. They said she collapsed. Same situation that I endured. And she said, when she collapsed, they put her in a chair. She slumped over, unresponsive. Her face and her body turned a dark grayish color, as if she had a spirit of death had attacked her. Okay? So I said, well, Lord, I see now I wasn't the only one. And then during the following week, there were other incidences where young people were collapsing. A spirit of premature death was trying to see some young people that we know. And we know of a situation of a couple's mother. She collapsed in the kitchen. Well, a spirit of death tried to seize her. But by them being strong in the Lord, they begin to pray. I believe that we are in a time where the enemy is changing his strategy. He's a chameleon anyway. He's that lizard that can change colors and he can adapt. But I believe that we're in that time, a current event, where the enemy is using premature death spirits among believers, as well as the unsaved, especially among the believers, to abort your ministry, to abort your destiny, to abort your hopes and your dreams, to cause a miscarriage to what God desires to do for you. The Bible tells us in St. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to do what? Steal, kill, and what? And destroy. But Jesus said, I come to bring life, and I came to do what? Bring it more abundantly. I believe that circumstances have a voice. Some of the things that you are going with, the circumstances that you are going with or you are enduring, it could be that the Spirit of God is speaking to you through that circumstance.
And I believe prophetically that the Lord was not only speaking to me, to myself, but he not only spoke to the missionary, but the Lord was speaking to others that warfare, spiritual warfare, is intensifying. And it's time for believers to get serious about their walking, get serious about liberation, and get serious about the tactics and strategies of the enemy. Is it safe for me to say that the enemy is now going for the jugular? It is safe for me to say that. Let's look at some scriptures. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Let's look at verse 17. Okay? Some of you are still turning. Let me give it to you again. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. I'm beginning to feel better. I used to hear a lot of old people say, well, my health has come. Yes, yes. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17, it says, neither be wicked or foolish. Why should you die before the time? Why should you die before the time? The Bible says don't be wicked in these days and don't be foolish. Why should you die before the time? Look at that Hebrew word right there. In your Strong's Concordance, it's 6256. It means not in the appropriate time that God has ordained for you. I remember a lady, she was 85 years old. The Spirit of God gave me a dream about her 2 years ago, and she died a year later. And in the dream, she had a wedding gown, and three other ladies had the wedding gown. And I saw these stairways going to heaven, and I heard this choir sing in heaven, but I didn't understand the sound. And I remember coming up to her saying, Miss Morris, I want to talk to you. She told me in the dream, go back, your time is not yet. Go back, your time is not yet. And I woke up this morning, well, praise the Lord, I'm a purpose man with a purpose. Spirit of God used a prophetic dream to tell me my time wasn't yet. Is that right? I want to say to every believer, according to Ecclesiastes 7:17, why be wicked? Why be foolish? Why should you die before the time? Turn to Psalm chapter 55. Let's look at verse 23. The book of Psalms, chapter 25, correction, 55. Okay. Let's look at verse 23. In verse 23, the Bible says in the Amplified, but you, O God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of destruction. Amen. Men of blood and treachery shall not live out half their days. Now look at that phrase right there. Men of what? Bloodshed. And men of what? Treachery shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in, lean on, and confidently rely on God. Does everybody see that? Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. Deceitful, fraud, cheating, deceptive men shall not live out half their days. How many of you know that you can open a portal to die prematurely? You can open a portal to die before the time. Look what the Bible says. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. All right, let's look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 10, let's look at verse 27. The Bible says in verse 27, the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord prolongs one's days. But the years of the wicked shall be made short. How many of you know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? How many of you know what the word says here in Proverbs 10:27? The word says, reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, God will prolong your days where you will not die prematurely. How many worshipers we have in here? How many who reverently fear the Lord we have in here? Well, the Lord says that you will do what? Prolong your days. In other words, you will add more time to your life to fulfill His purpose and His destiny. Are we saving lives tonight? Amen. All right. Look what it says. Look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 3. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's look at verses 1 and 3. How many of you know the Bible is forever settled in heaven? The Bible is 100% accurate. It's forever settled in heaven. Okay, look at Ephesians chapter 6. Let's look at verses 1 and 3. Verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord as his representative, for this is just and right. Now look at verse 2. Honor, esteem, and value your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with promise. Talking to the young people here. Look at verse 3. That all may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. Look what the Bible says. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment of promise. Then the Bible says, and I'm talking to the young people, when you honor your mother and father, God says you will live a long time. Many times I see the news reports. Many times when I was in law enforcement, I see so many 12-year-olds dying, 14, 16, 18, 19-year-olds, shootings, cuttings, stabbings. They're not living out their destiny. They're not living out the days that God has ordained for his purpose for their lives. Children, you can open a portal of premature death. I'm just going to have to be straight up and come straight forward. I'm not going to lie. The way you treat your parents. Honor them. Don't curse them. Don't respect them. Don't hate them. Don't judge them falsely. God says this is a commandment that comes directly from whom? Comes from him. Okay? All right. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's look at verses 28 and 32. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28 and 32. Everybody ready? In verse 28, we're talking about the Lord's Supper, and we're talking about not discerning the Lord's body. We're talking about communion. Look at verse 28. Let a man thoroughly examine himself, and only when he has done so should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Look at verse 29. Anyone who eats and drinks without discriminating and recognizing with due appreciation that it is Christ's body, eats and drinks a sentence, a verdict of judgment upon himself. Now look at verse 30. That careless and unworthy participation is the reason many of you are weak, sick, and some of you have fallen dead, or falling into death in the sleep of death, or falling into the sleep of death. Or if we are searching for verse 31, for if we searching examine ourselves, detecting our shortcomings, and recognizing our own condition, we should not be judged and penalty decreed by divine judgment. Look at verse 32. But when we fall short and are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined and chastened, so that we may not finally be condemned to eternal punishment along with the world. The Bible says the way you handle communion, some are weak, some are sick, and some are dead because they did not discern the Lord's body. In other words, an abuse of the Lord's Supper. It was last year that I ministered in Atlanta, and the Spirit of God gave me a dream. And in the dream, I saw a white tablecloth at the church that I was going to minister. And on the white tablecloth, I saw a hand come from heaven, and the hand said, communion. So I began to minister about communion, and I was telling them, many of you are in sin, and many of you are coming in here, you're taking the Lord's Supper, you're not examining yourself, you're not examining or discerning your sins, you're not asking God for forgiveness, and you're taking the Lord's Supper, and that's why many are weak, and many are sick, and many are dead, because they did not discern the Lord's body. Let me tell you something, saints. Communion is nothing to play with. It's something that you should take what? Seriously. If I stand on the word of God, it's safe for me to say, when I see many churches and I see the weak and I see the sick and some have died prematurely, I wonder through discerning, or I wonder within myself, have they died because they violated the Lord's Supper? Brother Williams, I thought you was going to give me some emotional hype. Make me happy today. The spirit of premature death is an end-time assignment that the enemy wants to take on believers. Okay? Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. Okay? Let's look at verse 13 and 14. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13 and 14. Let's look at King Saul. How did he die prematurely? Okay, look at verse 13. So Saul died for his trespass against the Lord in sparing Abimelech, for his unfaithfulness in not keeping God's word, and also for consulting a medium, a spirit of the dead, to inquire pleadings of it. In other words, he went to see a witch, a psychic, a fortune teller. Okay? Look at verse 14. And inquire not so of the Lord in earnest penitence. Therefore the Lord slew him and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. King Saul died prematurely. How? Why? Trespass against the Lord, unfaithfulness to God's word, and for consulting a medium or a witch. Let me tell you something, saints. Going to Madame Ruby, psychic Susie, about your husband or your wife, open the portal for a curse to begin to manifest in your life. How many of you listening to me?
Amen.
Why are you depending on divination when you have the Holy Spirit?
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Is that right? I remember I was in a mall one time, and a lady walked up to me, and she said, I'm a psychic. I said, outstanding. What do you have for me? She said, I'd like to read your palm. I said, do you know Jesus Christ is Lord? Is he Lord? She said, well, I know about him. I said, evidently you don't, because you're trying to use divination with the tarot card. It's time for me to go. Hasta la vista, baby. Okay? How many of you know we have to stand up for the Word of God?
Amen.
Stand up for truth, and stand up for justice, and stand up for what is right.
Yeah.
Write this down, please. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He takes no pleasure. Ezekiel 33, verse 11. He takes no pleasure in the death of the what? Of the wicked. How many of you know the word of God that says God is willing that not any should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. Is that right? Your own negligence, your own sinful behavior can open a portal for premature death. But we're going to get to later by Paul. Sometimes when you suffer for righteousness' sake, the enemy wants to abort you before your time. Okay? All right. We're in a time, and I've heard this more than one time, where portals are being opened up, not only with CERN. Many of you are familiar with CERN. Okay, they're trying to connect with the bottomless pit in Revelation chapter 9. But there are other demonic portals that are opened up, and there are fierce demonic entities that are being released in our atmosphere. How many of you know that hospitals, and let me say this to you before we get started. If you have to go to the hospital, please pray for the doctors, pray for the nurses, pray for the apparatus, pray for the surgery equipment. There are electronic cameras that are picking up demonic entities in hospital rooms. Somebody say, I don't believe that. My sister passed years ago of colon cancer. Her name was Dale. She asked me to go to the hospital. I took her to St. Vincent down in Jacksonville, Florida. When we walked in the door, she grabbed me. She said, brother, look at that demonic spirit on the wall. It was a Catholic hospital. She saw beyond the veil. She saw a demonic entity stand. I said, let's take authority over that spirit. Okay? Pray about these hospitals. There are two friends of ours that they used to work for hospice. And they would tell the story of hearing wings 3 o'clock at night, death angels. They would hear the sound of wings. They told the story more than one time. And when they would go to the room, and they somebody had passed in the room. Pray for your loved ones. Apply the blood of Jesus Christ over your loved ones. Pray for the doctors. Pray for the nurses. Pray for the surgery equipment and apparatus. We are living in the time when the enemy is looking for any portal that he can step into. How many of you are with me? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse what? 26. Let's take a look at it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26, the Bible says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is what?
Death.
The last enemy to be subdued and abolished is death. Is that right?
Yes.
So death is an enemy, death is an adversary, death is a natural enemy, and death is a spiritual adversary. And it is safe for me to say that there are demonic spirits or demonic entities that have taken on the name of death. I know this could be very depressing to some. But I pray that you will have an understanding in deliverance ministry. You need to start taking authority over the spirit of premature death. Not only for your family, not only for your loved ones, but for yourselves. What does the enemy want to do with that premature death? Listen to this. The assignment is to bring a rapid destruction to the believer's life. They want to steal your life before the appointed time. They want to abort your commission, your call, your destiny. They want to destroy your hopes and dreams. They want to ravage your life. They want to rob your family and friends of you, their loved one. Cemeteries are full of people that have died prematurely. Let me say that again. Cemeteries are right now full of God's people who have died premature death outside of righteous suffering. Many times I pass by the cemetery, I say to myself, Lord, those were generals over there. Those were captains. Those were lieutenants. Because of sin, they died prematurely. How many of you are with me? St. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to do what? Simon, Simon, Satan is out to sift you as wheat. But I pray for you. Turn to Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. The book of Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. In the book of Revelation chapter 6, verse 8, the Bible says, so I looked and behold, an ashy pale horse, black and blue, as if made so by bruising, and its rider's name was Death. Its rider's name was what?
Death.
Death. And Hades, the realm of the dead, followed him very closely. And they were given a thought and power over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, with famine and with plague and pestilence and disease, and with the wild beasts of the earth. Rider's name is Death. Death Rider. How many of you remember the massacre in 1994 in Rwanda? That was a bloody massacre. And I remember some of the people saying that they saw in a vision death riders, demonic horsemen, death riders in the spirit, coming into Rwanda. And then I found an article that Time magazine said about Rwanda. It said that there are no devils in hell, all the devils are in Rwanda. What did Solomon say in Ecclesiastes? There is nothing, thank you, brother. There is nothing new, what? Under the sun. What has been shall what? Be again. Come on, saints. Some of us are not taking our walk seriously. Is that right? You are at war. You are at war. You may not have chosen this war, but you're in it.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 9. Let's look at verse 15 and 16. Book of Revelation chapter 9 verse 6, 15 and 16. Verse 15. So the four angels who had been in readiness for an hour, appointed day, month, and year were liberated to destroy a third of mankind. Now I want you to back up and look at verse 14 about these four angels. In verse 14 it says, say to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, liberate the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates. Now, we have four powerful demonic angels here. They're underwater. They're bound underwater near the river Euphrates. And these angels, according to verse 15, they're waiting for a day and a month to destroy a third part of mankind. So that tells us that death angels are real and death angels do exist. And that also tells us that there are marine spirits that are underwater. Many of you, I was raised up by the beach. Many of you in here were raised up by the beaches, about the rivers. You don't know what satanic ritual was done in the waters. You don't know what spell casting was done in the water. You don't know what Indian-type curses that were propagated on those waters. Jacksonville, Florida, where we were born and raised, is right on the Atlantic. The St. John River flowing in there. Murder after murder after murder. Marine demons, marine spirits. Child molestation, carjackings. Day by day, every day, it's not a day, it's a bloody city like Nineveh. The Bible says that Nineveh was a bloody city. She was by the waters. It's time to take our warfare serious, saints, because we are in that time. I did some research in Greek mythology and Roman mythology. And you may say, well, what does this have to do with my salvation? Well, it has a lot, because there's a lot of portals opening up. There's some strange demonic entities that are coming on this earth right now. There's a word called the Keres, K-E-R-E-S, Keres. Keres. How many of you know that evil spirits do imitate creatures of Greek mythology? All right, we know that's another area. All right, Keres, in Greek and Roman mythology, the Keres were female spirits of premature death. They were female spirits that implemented violent and cruel death. Death by accident. Death by murder. Death. They would hunt the battlefields where wars were like vultures, looking for the soldiers who wasn't quite dead. Okay? They would ravage a person's body with sickness, disease, and infirmity. Doesn't that sound familiar? What we're running into now in the body of Christ? You know, how many of you know that there's a such thing as a graveyard spirit? Graveyard spirits can manifest through dreams and visions. Let me tell you something, saints. If you're always dreaming about dead people, then something needs to go into action here.
Amen.
Okay? If you're always dreaming about dead people, something needs to go into action. I have a lot of dreams about people trying to shoot me, gun me down, or try to stab me and take my life. It's funny to me, because I know that's the adversary plan for my life. But he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him shall I trust.
Amen.
Is that right? This is what the enemy would like to do, but right now, hands off me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is that right? In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Let's talk, saints.
Amen.
You know, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. You know what believers are, right? You stop talking about them. You stop talking about them. Oh, no, brother. Brother, how are you going to get to heaven? Huh? All right, let's move on. All right. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9, it says that anger resteth in the bosom of a fool. Ecclesiastes 7 and 9 says that anger resteth in the bosom of a fool. Everybody see that? If you look at the Hebrew word for resteth, meaning that anger lays down in the bosom. Now that's giving us some revelation knowledge there, that a spirit of anger can do what? Rest in the bosom area. So, it is safe for me to say, Sister Jerry, that we can cast a spirit of anger from the rest area. Because the Bible says it rested where? In the bosom of a fool. Now, let me tell you something about anger. Anger has caused more untimely deaths than anything. The enemy will use anger as a weapon of death and destruction. How many of you know when people get mad, they may even resort to murder? Cain and Abel got angry, got jealous, and he killed his brother. If you're a believer and you have anger problems, you need deliverance. I was in North Carolina one time. This woman had a trumpet. She would go on the street, and she would blow her trumpet and witness the cars coming by. And she was a very attractive woman, but the men would be lusty and they would come to talk to her, but she would tell them about Jesus Christ. Her husband was so jealous, she couldn't go to the restroom in the church unless he had to follow her and peep in the restroom. She couldn't even get a phone call and listen, who are you talking to? She went to the grocery store, it don't take that long, you must have baked the bread. Anger and jealousy can lead to an untimely death. It can lead to premature death. If you're dealing with anger, you need deliverance. frustration from it. Enemy uses that anger, saints of God. Here's another area. Turn to Psalms 34. Psalm chapter 34. Let's look at verses 12 and 14. Psalms 34, verse 12 and 14. Look at verse 12. Verse 12, what man is he who desires life and longs for many days that he may see good? Look at verse 13. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Look at verse 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek, inquire for, crave peace, pursue, and go after it. In other words, the Bible is saying, if you want to live a long life, keep your tongue from speaking evil and deceit. Now, this is good. How many of you want to live a long life? Well, the Bible says to keep your tongue from what? Evil and deceit. Here's another area. Pride. You know the scripture. Pride goes before what? And a haughty spirit before what? Pride goes before destruction. And a haughty spirit before what? Alright. Pride has to be dealt with. It has to be dealt with. Let me tell you something, Seth. When you've been in the military, they induce pride. They introduce pride. Pride of country. Pride of nation. Pride of commander-in-chief. But pride can be used in a very negative way. Okay? Everybody with me? All right. How many of you know that Jesus still holds the keys to death and hell? Is that right? Write this down, Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. Jesus holds the keys to death and hell. All authority in heaven and earth was given to Jesus. Okay? Got to write that down? Okay? Turn to Psalm chapter 90, verse 10. Psalms 90, verse 10. Psalms 90, verse 10. Verse 10 says, the days of our years are 70 years. 70 years. Or even if by reason of strength, 80 years. 80 years. Yet if their pride in additional years, only labor and sorrowful is soon gone as we fly away. God promises us what? 70 years, which is 70 years. But by reason of strength, he promises us what? 80 years, which is what? 80 years. How many of you know that people live long now? Is that right? I mean, we see some mothers now 105 years old in Georgia. 101 years old. Oh, living a long time. All right. Let's move on. God wants you to live a long life. God wants you to walk upright before Him. God wants you to fulfill your destiny. He does not want an abortion or miscarriage in your life. He does not want you opening portals where the enemy can come in and to destroy. Okay? Jacob lived 147 years. Joseph lived 110 years. Moses lived 120 years. Joshua lived 110 years. Isn't that a good life? So, look at someone and say, I want to live long. I want to fulfill God's purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right. Turn to Psalm chapter 61, verse 6. Psalm 61 and 6. May you prolong the king's life, adding days upon days, and many his years to be to the last generation of this world and the generation of the world to come. Now look closely at this. May you prolong the king's life, adding days upon days, and may his years be to the last generation of this world and a generation of the world. How many of you know the book of Revelation said that we are kings and priests? Is that right? We are what? Kings and priests according to Revelation chapter 1. The Bible says right here, God will add more to the king's life. Is that right? If the king walks uprightly before him, God will prolong the life of the king. He will do what? Add more days. Write this down. Psalms 118, verse 17 and 18. Psalms 118, verse 17 and 18. Once again, Psalms 118, verse 17 and 18. I shall live and not die. And do what?
Declare.
Say it again.
Declare.
I shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. God wants you to live a long time. Is that right? He wants to prosper you. Is that right? He wants to bless you. Bless your ministry. All right. Now, let's look at some more scriptures. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 1. And this is a short message. I don't have much to go. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's look at verse 11 and 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's look at verses 11 and 12. In verse 11 it says, "For the proclaiming of this gospel I was appointed a herald preacher and an apostle, a special messenger and a teacher of the Gentiles." Now look at verse 12 real closely. "And this is why I am suffering as I do. Still I am not yet ashamed, for I know, I perceive and have knowledge of, and I'm acquainted with him whom I have believed, have heard to, trusted in, and relied on. And I am positively persuaded that he is able to guard and keep that which has been entrusted to me, and which I have committed to him until that day." Now look at verse 11 real closely. Paul said his commission was to be a preacher, apostle, teacher. Is that right? Preacher, apostle, teacher. Hebrews, write this down. Hebrews 3 and 1 says that Jesus Christ is an apostle of our faith. Hebrews 3 and 1. Okay? Jesus Christ is the high priest and apostle of our faith. Okay? Paul said that his commission was to be a preacher, apostle, teacher, and he was called to the Gentiles. It is amazing. Apostle Paul knew what his call was. So, in other words, he was a teacher, apostle, preacher, or he was an apostolic teaching preacher. Let's say that again. I like that. Okay, preacher, apostle, teacher, teacher, apostle, preacher, apostolic teacher, preacher. Isn't that good? All right, I like that. All right. In other words, Paul knew his spear. Paul knew his mantra. I'm going to give you a scripture. Paul knew the boundaries of his ministry, that he was called only to the Gentiles. Is that right? Nowadays, we see people who are just taking on the names of fivefold ministers. But what are you going to call, brother? I've been called to St. Lucia. Where is it? I don't know. Where are you called, brother? Japan? Where? I don't know. Nagasaki? What you called, brother? God called me to go to Nigeria. Where, brother? I don't know. Paul knew his spear. He knew his boundaries. He knew his limits. He knew his metron. And he knew the call when he was appointed to go. Let me bless you with something. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Okay? And I have about maybe three more scriptures. Okay? Verse 13 says, "And we, on the other hand, will not boast beyond our legitimate province and proper limit, but will keep within the limits of our commission." We will keep within the limits of our commission. We will keep within the limits of our commission, which God has allocated us our measuring line, and which reaches and includes even you. Paul knew his spear. He knew his metron. He knew the limits of his commission. In other words, he did not go beyond his call. He did not step beyond his call. He knew his boundaries. What are we seeing in the church today? People just stepping in the areas that God is not causing them to step in. Listen, let me tell you something, saints. I'm not ashamed to say it. I cannot drive a tractor trailer. I don't have grace to drive a tractor trailer. If I get in a tractor trailer, I'm gonna probably crash into the building. I don't have grace for that. I know my metron. I know my spear. I know my limits. I know my boundaries. I know what God has commissioned and called me. Leave the tractor trailer alone. That's not you. Okay? So Paul knew his boundaries. And the believers need to understand their boundaries. They need to understand what they are spirits. Now, I'm getting ready to go somewhere here. If you notice what Paul said, go back to 2 Timothy 1:11-12. 2 Timothy 1:11-12. Go back there. In verse 12, Paul said, "For this is why I'm suffering as I do." Does everybody see that? Mm-hmm. Paul said that this is why I'm suffering as I do. Why did Paul suffer? Well, I'll tell you why Paul suffered. He gave us insight right there. Because of the call and the commission on his life. Why did he suffer? Because he was a preacher, apostle, teacher, with minister of gifting to the Gentiles. Why did he suffer? Because he had a deliverance ministry and he moved in liberation. That's why he suffered. So many of you are saying, "I was all right till I came to Jesus." When I came to Jesus, listen, suffer for righteousness' sake. Suffer for righteousness' sake. Paul said through much infirmity, he said he preached the gospel in Galatians. Is that right? Come on, saints. He didn't stop. A messenger of Satan was buffeting his body with infirmity. Paul did not stop preaching. Even with the mission field. I remember when we went to Mexico, we slept on a cardboard box. People ask you now, "I want to go on the mission field, but I got to have a 5-star hotel. Caviar. Long herbs." Hello. Hello, sir. Paul talked about being shipwrecked, talked about surviving storms, you know, and not even having food at times. But believers nowadays, will a limousine be at the airport when I get there? And about 10 bodyguards, because I'm an executive. So much better. There's a Greek word for suffer, it's pasco. To suffer as a result of outside forces or circumstances, or physical suffering due to persecution, financial suffering and hardships. The enemy wants you out of the race. Through your suffering, he wants you gone. This is just as good as you can say. Matthew 24:13 says what? Jesus said he that endureth until the end, the same shall be what? Saved. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that the enemy's strategy is in the area of premature death. This is an assignment of the enemy. I'm saying to every believer to begin to be alert for that. Begin to understand how to take authority over the spirit of death. I'm saying that 1 Corinthians 15 says that the last enemy that shall be destroyed is what?
Death.
Is that right? I believe that we're stepping into a time where many of you here will probably raise the dead right here in the house of the Lord. I believe we're coming into that season. Is that right? Listen, Paul said we are not ignorant of what? Satan's devices. How many of you are with me? Is that right? We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. You know, I remember when I got hit with cancer, and I'm getting ready to close this out, I'm going to step into deliverance. I remember when I struggled with cancer, this European mother, she came up to me, she said, "Look at me, son, look at my eyes." She said, "Cancer is not a death sentence." I said, "Thank you. Somebody in this hospital got some sense." The doctors will curse you. "You're going to die." In about 6 months, this lady told me, "No, cancer is not." This is for somebody here. Cancer is not a death sentence. Thank you. Is that right? But the enemy will try to use that infirmity to remove you, what? Premature. Alright? Alright, let's give it a close. So what am I saying? Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. I'm saying it through the word of God. We're saying through God's word that the enemy wants to sift every one of you in here. As wheat. "But brother, I'm a good Christian. I pay my tithes and offerings. And I just love Jesus. And everybody loves me." It's kind of 1 Peter 5:8, you've got an adversary out there. Is that right? You walk about as a roaring what? Is that right? Let's pray. Father, equip them. Father, give them discerning of spirits, 1 Corinthians 12. Equip them for warfare, this end time thrust, this apostolic prophetic thrust. Equip them for warfare, Father. Give them a discerning heart. Lord, increase their perception. Give them strong words of knowledge, Lord. They can discern the enemy. Let them hear your voice through circumstances, God. Luke 10:19, Lord. Oh, Father, we authority, dunamis exousia, authority and power over the enemy, God. New levels, new dimensions of authority and power being activated and imparted to their life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you were blessed by this, give Jesus a word. All right, let's get started. Everybody okay? You wasn't that depressed, were you?
No.
You feel you've been armed or something here? You see the strategy of the enemy now? We went to his death. Is that right? We have authority. It will not happen to your mother. It will not happen to your father, your sisters, your brothers, your aunts, your uncle. You're a believer. Is that right? You have authority over that. If it happens in the body of Christ, you know what to do. Is that right? All right. Everybody bow their heads, please. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, you come to bring life, and you come to bring it more abundantly. I shall live and not die, and declare the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you that you will equip me in deliverance ministry. You will empower me for the work that's ahead and for the task that's ahead in the name of Jesus. Father, I forgive anyone living or dead. And I'm sincere, Father. I mean it from my heart. Whoever hurt or wounded me or violated me, sold for me, cursed me in the name of Jesus. I forgive them now. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you help me forgive them. And let me be sincere in my heart. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray. I want to be delivered from the enemy's plans or premature death. Father, there's an invisible stronghold that's trying to attach itself to me. Even on behalf of my family up here, I pray liberation. I pray deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right? Father, I bind the strong man operating in the people. I bind the strong man beneath our feet. I bind the strong man above. I ask for holy angelic assistance. Hebrews 1:14, ministering angels will come and assist us in the name of Jesus. Father, I loose Isaiah 4, the spirit of burning. And the spirit of judgment that will cleanse the daughters of Zion. These are men and women of Zion, Father. And I pray the spirit of burning, spirit of judgment, will be released upon the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Many of you familiar with procedures? I'm going to command a few to go in the name of Jesus. All right, arrows of death. Arrows of death that's trying to perpetrate your body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Assassins of death, come out now in the name of Jesus. Demonic attacks of death and hell against your body, come out now in Jesus' name. Spirit of premature death, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break these Steve Harvey curses off you. Family Feud, well, many of you are watching the game Sudden Death. But Steve Harvey said, sudden death. Let's play sudden death. Come out of there, sudden death. Come out of there now. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, saints. Come out of there now. Those who watched the Steve Harvey episode, sudden death. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. All right, I come against the satanic trap of death. Bullets of death. Fangs of death. Dark shadow of death in Jesus Christ's name. Cycles of death. Untimely curses in your family when you've had family members die of premature death. Die prematurely and die untimely. Okay? Well, the enemy wants to be stubborn, then watch this. Give me one big cough. Here they go. Here come the devil's spirit. Out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on, voice of death. I break the graveyard spirit off you. You dream about dead people all the time. Come on. Come out. Out of there. Out of there. You dream about dead people, dead folks. Go. Go. Dead people, dead folks. Go. Go. Come out. Come out of my system now. Come on. Dead people, dead folks. You dream about that all the time. Come on. All the dead people, dead folks. Dead aunts, dead uncles. Come on. Come out. Come out. Come out. 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 Out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the cycle of death surrounding you. Death sentence hanging over your head. Death sentence hanging over your head. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Shadow of death. Smell of death. Come on. Loose those things and let them go. There you go. Shadow of death. Come on out. Go. 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 Go with Jesus Christ for seeing you. Smell of death. Smell of death. If you're not the fragrance of the Lord, you're the fragrance of the enemy. You're the smell of the enemy. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I loose you from the satanic death trap. Come on, out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, say, don't watch everybody else. If that applies to you, get you some deliverance today. Is that right? Go, 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 in Jesus' name. I come against death warrant, death watch. Go, death rattle, stroke, 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 in Jesus' name. Valley of the shadow of death, gates of death. Come on, come on, out of the people now, in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, all the gates of death. Go, go, in Jesus Christ's name. King of terrors, king of death. Go, go, grim reaper, grim reaper. Come on, grim reaper. Come on, grim reaper, out of there. Out of there, grim reaper. Go, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Black death, violent death. You fear dying of a violent death. Come on out of there. Come on, fear. Fear of dying of a violent death. Go, 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 dying prematurely. Go, go. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, get your freedom, saints. I come against the spirit of death that's attached to your infirmity. That infirmity or that sickness in your body, that's when you feel the spirit of death is attached to it, come out of it now. I break that off of you now. I break that off of you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, saints. We don't think out of there. Let it go. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against fear of suffocation. Suffocation. Fear of choking, fear of asphyxiation by death. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against demonic dreams where you see your body in a casket. Demonic dreams. You've been seeing your death and you've been seeing your body in a casket. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, come on, say, let him go. Let him go, let him go, let him go. Go, go in the name of Jesus. Come on, go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Come on, go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Arrows of death that has pierced your body, go. Arrows of death that has pierced your body, go. Go, 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 arrows of death, go. Go, arrows of death, assassins of death, come on, go in Jesus' name. All right, I break all curses of your draining spirit, where you feel like I did, like you're going to collapse or like you're going to fall out. Come on, go. Come on, out of it, out of it. Out of there, draining spirit, vaporitic spirit, draining you, vaporitic, anemic type spirits. Come on, go, 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 go. Loose my brother right there. Loose my brother. Come on, out of there, loose my brother. Let him go. Loose him, loose him, loose him, loose him in Jesus' name. Brother, look at me, look at me, brother. Brother, look at me. Come on, just one time. Come on, give me one time. Come on. One call, brother. There you go, there you go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Come on, come on, here we go, here we go, here we go. Go, 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 in Jesus' name. I break all cycles of death. Come up your bloodline and come up your family. Go, 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 go. Go, cycle, okay, cycles of death in the family. Go, 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 in Jesus' name. I break all untimely death cycles in the family, untimely primitive death cycles in the family. I command you to go, go, go. Why should you die before the time? Why should you die before the time? Why should you die before the time? Come on, breathe them out. Let them go. Go. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Fear of falling dead. Fear of dropping dead. Come on with it. Go. Go. Fear of falling dead. Fear of dropping dead. Go, 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 go. Fear you're not going to fulfill your ministry. Come on, fear you're going to die before you fulfill your purpose, your destiny, your ministry. Come on, go. Go, 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 come on, go, 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 in Jesus' name. I break that curse where you said, my mother died early, my dad died early, so I must be going to die early. No, you shall live and die. Come on, out of there. I break that curse off of you now. I go, go, in the name of Jesus. Come on, breathe him out, Satan. Come on, come on, come on, breathe him out. Let him go. Come on. God has not given you a spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Go, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Go, go, go. Let him go, Saint. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. I come against impatience, frustration, bitterness, strife, division, conflict, go, control, revenge, retaliation, suspicion. Come on. Cruelty, murder, and violence on your bloodline. Go, go. Go, go, breathe them out and let them go, Sam. Go, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, let me shift the atmosphere from that. Just bear with me a minute. I'm going to shift this atmosphere. All right, married couples. Married couples, let's go. Hatred of spouse. Hatred of spouse. I hate my husband, I hate my wife. Come on out of there. Come on, come on. Come on out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Hurt by husband. Hurt by wife. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Anger in the marriage. Anger in the marriage. Curse of the tongue in marriage. Curse of the tongue in marriage. Bound orgasm with your mate. Bound orgasm with your mate. No desire for sex from your mate. Go in Jesus' name. Inability to give love. Inability to receive love. Block healing in the marriage. Block healing in the marriage. Come on, witchcraft in the marriage, rebellion in the marriage, go, 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 in the name of Jesus. Abuse in the marriage, abuse, abuse, fighting, kicking, screaming, cursing. Come on, go, go, in the name of Jesus. Go, in the name of Jesus. Break a blood curse on the marriage. A spoken word blood curse. Roots and hoodoo on the marriage, go. Breathe them out and let them go, in Jesus' name. All right. And to be obedient, it is shifted, so I'm going to shift. Give the Lord a praise right now. Lord. Amen. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word that went forth. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We bind any demonic backlash among the body of Christ, their vehicle, their finances, their families, any retaliation, revenge by enemy demonic entities. In the name of Jesus, and we just pray for their healing and pray for their deliverance. We apply the blood of Jesus upon their lives, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Anything else? All right. Okay. How many of you are blessed so far? All right. You know, when the Holy Spirit shifts and stops, you stop. You keep going in your flesh, man. Is that right?
That's true.
All right. Okay. All right. How many of you ready to go home? Oh, there's my one hand there. I'm ready. Everybody else want to spend the night. You want to spend the night? Well, maybe we need a cafeteria running back there. Just a little food going.
Morning comes
early. All right. 6 o'clock, morning prayer. In the morning. Pray that many of you can be there. And we're going to believe Jesus for a good time tomorrow. God bless you and thank you so much.
You're going to pray for God, Lord. You're going to pray for God.
Can I speak on this? So, if you listen to me just a second, some of you want to see the captive set free, okay? There were some people that, when Jesus was passing by, that said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." There was a woman that pushed through a crowd to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. I see some that are pushing through to touch his hem. But I'm telling you, I see some folks here that are frozen. Frozen. You're going to have to engage. Kerna's not your deliverer. I'm not your deliverer. Jerry's not your deliverer. Deborah's not to deliver. Sister Jean is not to deliver. You're going to have to push through to get to Jesus. So when these men and women of God are up here saying, breathe. Listen, let me just tell you one trick of the enemy. He gets you to think it ain't about you. But if your heart is like this, Lord, if it's in me, I want it out. But then you're going to have to take some action. And that action is to engage. And so, you know, a lot of times when I'm walking back and forth, I look at somebody, I encourage them to breathe. It's not because we want to control you. We want to see you get set free. But if you don't get in agreement with the Lord, you'll leave here like you came in.
That's right.
So I bless you to be able to get into agreement in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.